Hey, all, Baruch Halevi, be here from the Defiant Spirit. I want to talk to you in this continuation of our journey during Passover, which is not for Jews. It's for Jews, Christians, atheists, Muslims, for anybody, for everybody who wants to leave behind inner and outer slavery, servitude, becoming a victim of our circumstances, and we all do in different ways, and make the journey to liberation, to freedom. So for this one, I just want to turn to Dr. Viktor Frankl. Dr. Frankl, who knew literal concentration camps, going through the Holocaust, and then not only surviving, but going on to life in life to just make great contributions to the world, thriving, as I always say. He had a core principle, and it's something we discussed at my Passover table. Because again, if the conversation about Passover and the Exodus is the journey from slavery to freedom, what is freedom? And we talked about freedom at first, and we went around the table, and everybody sort of threw out there, you wouldn't be surprised that freedom is the freedom to, you know, live my life, go out in the streets and do what I want, to freedom with financial, then I get to have ability to take trips and, you know, freedom to express myself in the world. I'm not necessarily depending on money. I could be the artist I want to be, whatever it was. It was a lot of freedom from, as Dr. Frankl would say, I'm free from the obligations. I'm free from the burdens. I'm free from the tyranny. Great starting point. It's just not enough. That's not true freedom. That's part of freedom. That's a starting point. That's surviving freedom. But what about thriving freedom? What about beyond that? So there's this moment in the Passover Seder when you stop and you say the words, I don't have them in front of me, but let all who are hungry come and eat. And you open your front door. And in the old days, it was like a legitimate invitation. I'm not encouraging you to do it or just don't do it, but it's more complicated here in Denver, a lot of homeless people. I'm not sure I'm going to open my door and say, come on in and eat. We did it symbolically. And again, we need to do those things. I'm just, again, play it safe. You get the point. The bottom line is, this is what freedom, the freedom that Viktor Frankl was talking about. It's not freedom from, as Dr. Frankl says, it's freedom to. Right? Freedom from is the starting point. Freedom to is where we're going. Freedom to is about other. It's about getting beyond myself, as Viktor Frankl called it, self-transcendence. We are not simply here to survive. We are not here to just protect ourselves or our own. We are here to transcend ourselves, opening the door, going out into the world and in our way, doing our part to feed those people, to house those people. Not, again, not just homeless issues. All kinds of ways we can contribute. Not only can contribute, we have to contribute if we truly want to be free. Viktor Frankl took up a cause, I think there's a collection for it still, years after his death, that we have a Statue of Liberty in the East Coast. We need a Statue of Responsibility on the West Coast, right? And so, yes, liberty or freedom from is the starting point, but we also have to have, what are we moving towards? And that's what he meant by responsibility. What's on the other side of that freedom to dot, dot, dot? That's your responsibility. You're not responsible for the world. Another principle we often talk about in Judaism, and Frankl talked about it a lot, was lo alecha hamlacham ligmor velo ata ben chorin levitel mimeni. I just have to translate this. So it's not incumbent upon you to do all that there is to do, but neither are you free to desist from trying. Or to say it simply, you don't have to go out and fix the world, but you do have to fix your world. Whatever, however you defined your world, your personal world, your inner world, your emotional world, your relationship world, your family world, and then concentric circles out from there. And that's what the journey of Passover is all about. Yes, it's about making our own journey, personal journey, from slavery to freedom, but it's also making sure that we're doing our part to contributing to the journey of others, different others, different ways, taking responsibility for what is yours to make the journey from freedom from to freedom to. And you are the only one who can fill in that blank. So with that, we're winding down here the journey from slavery to freedom, but I will see you in the next video.